Your Daily Devo for August 20, 2026, titled Win Some by Being Winsome, written and read by Ron McClung. In every way, they will make the teaching about God our Savior attractive. Titus 2:10. Someone suggested we need a rescue home for fallen words. If so, one of those words is winsome. I don't hear it used very much these days. The dictionary says it means to be generally pleasing and engaging, often because of a childlike charm and innocence. In these days of polarizing opinions that often pit people against each other in angry debates, we could use some winsomeness. Especially is that true if we are teaching about God our Savior. I have known people, perhaps you have too, whose doctrines and beliefs were without reproach, yet they came across with severity. Their attitude reminds me of a parent who points a finger at a child and shakes it as if to say, "You'd better be good or else." Jesus recommended children with their simple faith and said we should be more like that in Matthew 18. Not childish, but childlike. I also love the idea of being pleasing and engaging. The old adage says you catch more flies with honey than with vinegar. You get the point. It's like the little girl who prayed, "Dear Lord, help all the bad people to be good, and help the good people to be nice." Paul says, in essence, when you teach, be nice. Make the teaching attractive. Our goal is to win others with winsomeness, not alienate them. Today's action step, ask God to help you be winsome today.
This devotional is provided to you by Wesleyan Publishing House and is used by permission. All scripture is taken from the Holy Bible, New International Version. For more information on content use or copyright, visit www.wesleyan.org/WPH.